Hare Krishna, everyone. Eat, right? Okay. Okay, Hare Krishna everyone, thank you for joining. Today is very auspicious day. We have gathered here for Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnava Zen, Srila Radha Vallabh, Gaunitai, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra and Prahlad Narasimha. So let us begin our today's wonderful auspicious reading of Srimad Bhagavatam by offering our prayers to Srila Radha Vallabh. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Vishnu Bhat Paramahansa Prevajikacharya Astata Shri Srimadivanga Shri Gurudev Ki Jaya Jaya Vishnu Bhat Paramahansa Prevajikacharya Astata Shri Srimadivanga A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON and BBT Foundation Charya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Prevajikacharya Astata Shri Srimati Divangesh Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON and BBT Foundation Charya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prem Se Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jaya Shri Navadvip Dham Ki Jaya Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jaya Ganga Maya Ki Jaya Yamuna Maya Ki Jaya Tulsi Devi Ki Jaya Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya Shama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Gaura Premanande Hari Bol All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. And all glories to yesterday's Maha Festival, Melbourne Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's very auspicious. Srila Vyasadeva and all the Guru Parampara Acharyas, they have very nicely and kindly has given us this wonderful literature, the glories of Krishna and His devotees in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. Canto 7 is the science of God. And we are on chapter 14, the ideal family life. And today's verse is verse 8. That's very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada has given 2 pages purport. So let us go through. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 18, Chapter 14, and Verse 8. Yavat Briyeta Jatharam Tavat Swatam Swatvam Hi Dehinam Adhikam Yaha Abhimanyet Saha Stenaha Dandam Arhati Yavad Briyet Jatharam Tavad Swatvam Hidehinam Adikam Yo Abhimanyeta Sasteno dandam arhati Yavad briyet jatharam Tavad swatvam hidehinam adhikam yo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavat bhriyet jadharam tavat svatvam hidehinam adhikam yo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavad bhriyet jadharam tavat svatvam hidehinam adhikam yo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavat bhriyet jadharam tavat svatvam dehinam abhigamyo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavat bhriyet jadharam tavat svatvam hidehinam abhigam yo manyevta bimnita sasteno dandam arhati yavat bhriyeta jadharam tavat sattvam hidehinam abhigam yo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavat bhriyeta jadharam tavat sattvam hidehinam abhigam yo abhimanyeta sasteno dandam arhati yavat as much as Brieta may be filled Jatharam the stomach Tavat that much Satvam proprietorship he indeed Dehinam of the living entities Adhikam more than that Yaha anyone who Abhimanyet, Abhimanyet, yeah, may accept, Saha, he, Stenaha, a thief, Dandam, punishment, Arhati, deserves. So let us hear translation purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and all the Acharyas. Respectfully. Translation. One may claim proprietorship to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together. But one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief and he deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. Purport. By God's favor, we sometimes get large quantities of food grains or suddenly receive some contribution or unexpected profit in business. In this way we may get more money than needed. So how should that be spent? There is no need to accumulate money in the bank merely to increase one's bank balance. Such a mentality is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16 verse 13 as asurik, demoniac. Idam adya maya labham imam prapse manoratham idam astitam api me bhavishyati punar dhanam. Wow. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. The Asura is concerned with how much wealth he has in the bank today and how it will increase tomorrow. But unrestricted accumulation of wealth is not permitted either by the Shastra or in the modern age by the government. Actually, if one has more than one requires for his necessities, the extra money should be spent for Krishna. According to Vedic civilization, it should all be given to the Krishna consciousness movement, as ordered by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 27. Yat karoshi yad asnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. That is Krishna speaking. Grihastas should spend extra money only for the Krishna consciousness movement. The grihastas should give contributions for constructing temples of the Supreme Lord and for preaching of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness all over the world. Shravanam Bhagavato Abhishnam Avatara Kathamritam. In the Shastra, the Puranas and other Vedic literatures, there are so many narrations describing the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone should hear them again and again. For example, even if we read the entire Bhagavad Gita every day, all 18 chapters, in each reading we shall find a new explanation. That is the nature of transcendental literature. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, affords one an opportunity to spend his extra earnings for the benefit of all human society by expanding Krishna consciousness. In India especially, we see hundreds of thousands of temples that were constructed by the wealthy men of the society who did not want to be called thieves and be punished. This verse is very important. As stated here, one who accumulates more money than needed is a thief, and by the laws of nature, he will be punished. One who acquires more money than necessary becomes desirous of enjoying material comforts more and more. Materialists are inventing so many artificial necessities, and those who have money, being allured by such artificial necessities, try to accumulate money to possess more and more. This is the idea of modern economic development. Everyone is engaged in earning money, and the money is kept in the bank, which then offers money to the public. In this cycle of activities, everyone is engaged in getting more and more money, and therefore the ideal goal of human life is being lost. Concisely, it may be said that everyone is a thief and is liable to be punished. Punishment by the laws of nature takes place in the cycle of birth and death. No one dies fully satisfied by the fulfillment of material desires, for that is not possible. Therefore, at the time of one's death, one is very sorry being unable to fulfill his desires. By the laws of nature, one is then offered another body to fulfill his unsatisfied desires, and upon taking birth again, accepting another material body, one voluntarily accepts the threefold miseries of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshurumitam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamasya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadaru Pascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Wow, what a verse. Especially for me. This is especially for me. Being a grihastha, earning money. Translation. One may claim proprietorship to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together. But one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief and be deserved. And he deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. And Srila Prabhupada starts with getting money. Here he says, by the God's favor, we sometimes get large quantity of food grains or suddenly receive some contribution or unexpected profit in business. So again, this is especially, earning livelihood. So because previously we read four classes of society. First is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. So other three classes, they are not earning money. Brahmachari doesn't go to work to accumulate money. Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. Vanaprastha, he has accumulated money, but now he is in the position that he goes on the preaching tour, he goes on the pilgrimage, and he spends, if he is really a Vanaprastha, then he spends money. And similarly, Sannyasi. So Sannyasi, whatever he has accumulated throughout his life, in the sense whether it's a disciples, whether it's a money or land or any form of accumulation, he spends everything in Krishna's service. And that's what he serves the purpose of this verse. So here, Prabhupada states that sometimes we get, but for us, it's not unexpected. As a grihastha, now at least I can see in my life that it's pretty certain that, okay, I'm going for this job and that job is going to offer me this much salary. And based on that salary, I'm going to accept. So that means it's certain that I will get this much quantity of money. And in between, yes, there could be a promotion. That based on your performance, based on the company's performance, or sometimes the tax they give back, like they did in COVID, right? Everyone got so much money coming into their bank account. So here, that means we shouldn't be so much concerned for accumulating more and more money. Why? Because Prabhupada and of course Krishna says that this is demoniac mentality. Which mentality? Asuric mentality. Why? Because ultimately who is the proprietor? Krishna is the proprietor. He says in the verse Bhagavad Gita chapter 5 verse 29, Bhoktaram Jagatam Sam Sarva Lokam Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. So he is the real enjoyer. So yes, for maintenance, as he says, that we can accumulate money enough to maintain body and soul together. So for us, how much we need? For two people, maybe one house is sufficient. If you have four people, maybe later on you may consider, okay, I want to give a gift to my children. Then you can go for two max and that's about it. Not that we accumulate 10 houses and then what people are doing, as external people, what they are doing. They are accumulating more and more properties in different states. One on beach side, one in the river side, one in the ocean side, and a forest side, a very nice hilly area. And then what they do sharing accommodation, that is Airbnb or this and that. But then they forget that they are accumulating karma. How much sinful activities goes on when they are renting out? And also the accumulation of wealth, what they are using for. And here Prabhupada writes that the asuras is concerned with how much wealth he has in the bank today and how it will increase tomorrow. And that's what these big investment firms they are doing, big people. They think not only for 5 years, 2 years, but they think of 20 years, 15 years. I was reading a recently article, one farmer in China, I think now BYD, Beyond Your Dreams, that company is there. He was a farmer, actually farmer's son. And then he had this idea. He was, and then he constructed a what kind of battery company, electric battery. And then somebody invested, Warren Buffett invested in that. And now he's accumulating so much money. And their dreams is by 2025 they want to become number one company in the world for fully electric car. So, see, this is here. Prabhupada is not just writing whimsically. He is writing, and this is more, we can see clearly happening nowadays. Even the government, they are doing so much big investment to accumulate more money and then utilize for what? Another investment which will not spread Krishna consciousness. Spread Krishna consciousness. So for us, at least here we can see that at least for us we can understand, at least we can distinguish between what is thief mentality and what is the surik, that is divine mentality, that we utilize money for Krishna. And that is confirmed by Krishna here in this verse 9.27. Yat karoshi yad asnasi yad johasi tadasi yad yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So whatever, grahastha should spend extra money only for Krishna consciousness moment. So, I mean, of course, this verse is, I have to implement this in my life as well. This is very, very important for us. Here Prabhupada writes, only for Krishna consciousness moment. So we may accumulate some money, but then the intention, even the long-term intention would be that investment which I'm doing now to accumulate more money, my investment of my time, efforts, energies, the sacrifice of relationship, sacrifice of so many other events, personal events, I'm sacrificing all the, and also sometimes sacrificing our devotional aspect as well, that we may not be able to concentrate fully on this. So that investment, where should it go? It should go for Krishna. And sooner the better. Sooner the better. Here he says, extra money only for Krishna consciousness. So rather, yes, we can take this way, we can see the external people, what they are doing, as well as we can take it for ourselves, that what I am doing, how should I do? Okay, I can prepare for my retirement, but then my retirement, what would be? That at the end of the life, or at the end of the taking the grihastha, vanaprastha life, then I should give away that money to the Krishna consciousness movement. Whether it's a local temple, doing the book distribution, performing so many harinams, going on, because that requires money as well. You know, preaching efforts will also require money. Yesterday we did the big Rath Yatra, from where the chariot comes. I don't know the exact amount, but that cost to bring us, to organize this event also cost us. You know, Chaitanya Prabhu was seeking that, watermelon, somebody sponsor, and somebody did that. So that sponsorship would help to prepare bhog, offering for Krishna, for Radha Vallabh. And then it will be distributed. So how many people got watermelon? I mean, practically you see, everyone is having that slice of watermelon. And that's prasadam, that's mahaprasadam. So that is how we are needed to spend our money. We may not feel like giving away that hard-earned money. We may not feel, it pinches us, isn't it? The donation when it comes, it's like, okay, this festival came, and at least I can say for myself that sometimes it feels like, oh, hang on, just then there was another festival, we did the dish contribution, now another festival is coming, another contribution, and spending so much money on the petrol, this and that, but we need to come to that conclusion from scriptures, not from our whims. It may feel, but then we can come back to this point of yat karoshi yad asnasi yad johasi yad asi. That, oh, I'm doing for Krishna. It would be wonderful. It would be victorious. It would be the perfect morality. It would be perfect wealth, the utilization of perfect wealth. That's the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. Wherever Krishna and wherever Arjuna. So here, and also Prabhupada gives, the Grihastha should contribute or give contributions for constructing temples of the Supreme Lord and preaching Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness all over the world. So there are so many temples coming up. We have this wonderful temple here that requires Lakshmi funding, and also so many other temples around coming around the world. So that means we should spend. Why? Because Prabhupada says here that these literatures, there are many narrations describing the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone should hear them again and again. So what happens then after hearing this? That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what verse? Chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma cha me divyam. And then you will not take birth again. And that's how Prabhupada relates to the last line of this verse. If we don't do this, if we have the thief mentality, demonic mentality, asuric mentality, what will happen? By the laws of nature, one is then offered another body to fulfill his unsatisfied desires. And upon taking birth again, accepting another material body, one voluntarily accepts the threefold miseries of life. So one voluntarily. So this is how, if we utilize our money for the transcendental literature, spreading Krishna consciousness, building big these buildings. You know, some devotees, they have sacrificed so much of their hard-earned money, their efforts to build this nice, wonderful temple. And that means we should also do in their footsteps. That's why we are standing here. Like based on someone's sacrifice, someone's hard work, we are standing here today. And then we should do the same for future generation. And that is related to the next verse. It's 9 verse that actually is written, the animals, they should be given, one should treat animals such as deer and all the animals as one's own son. See? So when we utilize, because Krishna is the root of everyone, so that means when we utilize our resources, money and other resources, land, then what will happen? That will connect with all other living entities. And that means they will get benefit of eventually going back home, back to Godhead. Yeah. The Krishna consciousness movement therefore affords one an opportunity to spend his extra earnings for the benefit of all human society by expanding Krishna consciousness. Now that extra, the word is extra earnings, so then it becomes subjective, isn't it? Then it's like, hang on, how much is extra? That means we can become Krishna conscious and then find out. Because Krishna gives the intelligence. The one who is sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, Krishna from within and externally, he gives the intelligence by which he can come to me. There is a verse, I forgot the line. That's 11th verse, no? 11th chapter. No. The transcendental torch light of knowledge, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. What is that verse? No. The... 10th chapter? Jnanadipena. Oh yeah, I said. Yeah. Yeah. So Krishna from within, he will help us understand. Thank you. He will help us understand what is that extra. Extra. Yeah. And that could be different for different people. Even within our practicing sadhana bhakti level, it would be different. But then we have to have that vision that I have to reduce, not reduce, of course we can start reducing, at the same time utilize for the right purpose. Even the reducing won't help, rather utilizing for Krishna consciousness will help. Yeah, we should have a plan that what will happen. We should start preparing for will or thinking that process, that what will happen if I have to leave my, and I don't know what happens here in this Australia, but generally it goes to the next generation. But then how can I utilize that? How can I make sure that it will not my accumulation will not go in the vain. It will not go to the wrong person's hands. So we can start preparing for that as well. And here he says, in India generally, especially we see hundreds and thousands of temples that were constructed by the wealthy men of the society who did not want to be called thieves and be punished. And here he says, deserves to be punished. So this is how it will be. And this is not like of course, in one way it is, because if we accumulate more and don't share, then what happens? Because then we are not utilizing the principles of the knowledge, that is Vidyavane Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastini Sunichena Swapake Chana Pandita Samandarsina. What's the point of getting the knowledge if we can't practice it? We have to practice, we have to learn, and we have to utilize so that we won't become thieves. This verse is very important. As stated here, one who accumulates more money than needed is thief. By the laws of nature, he will be punished. One who acquires more money than necessary becomes desirous of enjoying material comforts more and more. Materialists are inviting as many artificial necessities, and those who have money, being allured by such artificial necessities, try to accumulate money to possess more and more. So yesterday I was talking to, of course, that we can see it from a different perspective, but then it's like so much of customization. And somebody, one devotee mentioned that there are some water bottles now, they will open automatically every 1 hour, like to remind you, oh, there is a time for drinking water, you see. So much of modernization, so much of use of technology, so much of, different ways. So, nowadays so many different types of games, here is written, unnecessary, artificial necessities. For our maintenance, body and soul, what we need? Some roti, that is some meal, some shelter, house, and then some activities. Yeah, and of course if those activities are Krishna conscious directly, then it's wonderful. But some activities so that we become engaged and then we utilize that engagement in proper way. Otherwise they are creating so many ways to allure even the children, the online games. And then so many different YouTube videos. If you see the YouTube number one person, who has so many followers, what does he do? He just creates this allurement for children. In the cycle of activities, everyone is engaged in getting more and more money. And therefore, the ideal goal of human life is being lost. What is that? Athato Brahma Jigyasa. That goal is lost. And naturally, it will be lost, because now you have so much of accumulation, now you have to worry about maintaining accumulation, and also not only maintaining, but the society is running such a way that once it was enough, after 10, from even few months, it will not be enough. That accumulated money, it won't be enough even to sustain your livelihood. That's how they have designed. The profit margin, if you work for a retail industry, if you know the background, the back end, being in IT, you know many things. So they have profit margin of 200%. Can you believe? The product which we get, it's just 200%. Like, come on, 200%. Not 5%, 200%. Is so much of squeezing out. And that means, and also the way they decorate, the way they advertise that this is the must, you have to purchase this, you have to get this facility for your maintenance, for your livelihood, for your comfortable life. But then we fail to understand that where my time and resources are going is going not for the goal of life, that is for Krishna consciousness. And also the end result, if we don't do this way, then one dies, no one dies fully satisfied by fulfillment of material desires. For that is not possible. So that means, at least for us, the goal is that we become fully Krishna conscious. Our accumulation we utilize for Krishna, as here stated, directed, instructed. And then we will be satisfied and we will not take birth again. Because the satisfaction, yesterday we were doing the card reading, Bhagavad Gita card reading in the tent. And when this gentleman walks in, Indian background, he walks in. And then, of course, our initial conversation goes on, starts. And then I said, you know what, why I'm here? That I'm doing so much welfare work, like so much. I'm helping my friends, I'm doing many welfare activities, but I'm still not satisfied, I'm still not happy. And I'm here to become happy. How? Is there any way you can tell me? And interestingly, this happened, the card he picked up before. Interestingly, we have 52 cards, yeah? And then we spread. And they choose one card, right? And interestingly, Krishna's arrangement, he picked up one card, and then he sees welfare activities. And then we went through the Bhagavad Gita, that reading, and then he says, the welfare activities should be done in conjunction with Krishna. They're directed towards Krishna. And then he's like, wow, how come it's possible? That I was hoping, I was looking for this, and now this is happening. I say, yes, that's why you are at the right place, that you are getting this Krishna's guidance. So you utilize. He had a book. He had a book, Bhagavad Gita, but he didn't open. He hasn't opened for a couple of years. He has got it from one of the ISKCON centers, but he hasn't opened. I said, now you go and open and you start reading. He was fully satisfied. So we now devotees, we understand, but then when we were not devotees, we were still feeling some dissatisfaction, even in our efforts. And that's why Prabhupada has written here that no one dies fully satisfied by the fulfillment of material desires. Whether that material desire is in the terms of getting too much of knowledge, too much of, like a scientist, they are doing, too much of advancement, economic advancement, like a materialist, the industrialist, or political way, or some other way, like accumulating more wealth. But we will not be satisfied unless we connect it with, properly, really connect with Krishna. You know, not artificially, oh, I can utilize this car for Krishna, going to the temple. No. Really connecting. I mean, we have to go deep within our core of our heart. What do I want from my life? How I want to spend my time? That is more important than accumulating all this money and other facilities. How I want to become more Krishna conscious? And that is, if we try to do that way, then we will not be thief. And then what will happen? We will not take birth again. Otherwise, we will become thief and take birth. It says, it deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. And this is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is like, this is the mirror which truly represents what we are. Like in this mirror, maybe it's little not clear, but this Bhagavatam mirror gives us clear vision of ourselves, that if we start seeing through these pages, then we will become pure, crystal clear, and then go back home, back to Godhead with Krishna and performing different pastimes with Him. Engaging, serving Him, different pastimes. So we stop here. If anyone has any question or comment on this verse, what we discuss. Any question? No? Okay, then it's almost 8:30. we stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Shri Gurudev ki jai.
Yesterday.
The same one we do this up.